This is Akashvani, the news read by Kiran Jha. Bharatiya Janata Party BJP working president Nitin Naveen has been elected as the new national president of the party. Party's national returning officer Dr. K. Lakshman announced Mr. Naveen's appointment as the party president and handed him over the certificate of election on Sangathan Parv at the BJP headquarters in New Delhi. Mr. Naveen was felicitated by senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, JP Nadda and Nitin Gadkari. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated Mr. Naveen on being appointed as the national president of BJP, terming it the largest party in the world.
Nitin Naveen ji, hum sabhi ke adhyaksh hai, aur unka daitva sirf bhajpa ko bhi sambhalna itna nahi hai. NDA ke sab saathiyon ke beech bhi उन्होंने तालमेल का बहुत बड़ा दायित्व भी देखना होता है. माननीय नितिन जी के संपर्क में जो भी आया है वो उनकी सरलता और सहजता की चर्चा जरूर करता है. नितिन जी ने हमेशा जो जो जिम्मेवारी मिली अपने आप को उन्होंने साबित किया है.
The Prime Minister said that Mr. Naveen will carry forward the legacy of the party. Addressing the gathering, newly elected BJP National President Nitin Naveen expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Modi for the opportunity to reach the highest position in the party. The Election Commission has deputed 22 more role observers across the special intensive revision states. Of them, 11 newly deputed observers are in West Bengal, taking the total number of role observers in the state to 20. These observers will ensure that no eligible voter is excluded and no ineligible names are added to the list. Union Minister for Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari has congratulated National Highways Authority of India for achieving 4 Guinness World Records for continuous bituminous concrete paving across Package 2 and Package 3 of the 6-lane Bangalore-Kadapa-Vijayawada Economic Corridor. The minister said that the achievement enabled by advanced technology and stringent quality standards reflects the country's rising engineering excellence and execution capability. He added that this achievement reinforces the nation's commitment to building world-class highways and setting new global benchmarks in infrastructure development. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India is building a complete semiconductor ecosystem covering design, fabrication, packaging, materials, gases and equipment. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said that global industry sees India as an increasingly reliable supply chain partner. He said Google is strengthening its commitment to India's AI ecosystem, including a $15 billion. AI data center in Visakhapatnam, Andhra Pradesh, and partnership with Indian startups. Mr. Vaishnav is in Davos, Switzerland, to participate in the World Economic Forum 2025. Union New and Renewable Energy Minister Prahlad Joshi delivered the keynote address at the Round Table, Delivering Sustainability at Scale, Pathways for Global Transformation in Davos. In a social media post, the minister said in his address, he shared India's perspective on how sustainability has moved to the core of economic growth and development. Mr. Joshi highlighted India's energy transition as a driver of economic growth, underlining progress towards 500 gigawatt of non-fossil capacity by 2030. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has said that India and the European Union are on the cusp of signing the Free Trade Agreement, describing it as the mother of all agreements. In her address at the World Economic Forum in Davos, she said that after Davos, the next weekend she will travel to India and, however, said that there is still work to do. In the Women's Premier League, WPL cricket, Delhi Capitals defeated Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets at BCS Stadium in Vadodara tonight. And that is the end of the news bulletin.